We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Celtics, who were pretty disappointing last night in losing in Atlanta, 123-122. DeJounte Murray with 44 points. And Celtics got smacked around on the glass a little bit last night. Offensive rebounding allowing offensive rebounds was a big problem. I just saw Shimey and Greg going in to do, the Greg Hill stack of spots. And Shime looks like he's in his feels.
Yeah, no, he's
you
fine.
You might have heard.
Yeah, you talked. No, I talked to him beforehand.
For those on Twitch, you can see that Fourier's camera is shaking right now. Because the door to the studio just to the right, they took that thing off the top. They can slow it down. Yep. So now every time you open that door and you let it close, it's just like, goom, goom, up against the wall. And that's why. So if people on Twitch are wondering why one of the camera shots might vibrate a little bit, it's not because Greg Hill is in there swivel hipping it up. It's because the door slams hard. Mm.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the Celtics.
Now back to basketball.
You mentioned the Celtics. You mentioned the offensive rebounds. You mentioned this lack of aggressiveness. So the Celtics aggression did allow Atlanta to grab 17 offensive rebounds, good for 28 second chance points, 12 above its season average. That was ultimately the difference in the game. I mean, that isn't even what I really even concerned with at this point in time. Mm-hmm. Because you can dissect the game, you can break it down, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. It always comes back to late game execution, last couple possessions, who's in charge, who takes the shot, and how does it go? Isn't that ultimately okay? So you can sit there and say, you know what, you guys hadn't played in a while. You just lost to this team. You had a 30-point lead on Monday. You had a couple days off. You're stuck in Atlanta eating lemon pepper wings. They played on Wednesday night. And then sure enough, you get a chance. And this was a very, very competitive game. Like, from beginning to end, no one ever had, a really big lead. It was going back and forth. They made a shot. You made a shot. It went back and forth, went into double overtime. You had multiple times and chances to win the game, and you couldn't. Why couldn't they win it in the end? Who's fault? Because really, that's all I really care about. Because in the postseason, it's going to be about late game execution.
Mm-hmm.
45 seconds left. How many possessions can you steal? Can you run the clock out? Can you take a good shot? Who's forcing the issue? And I feel like we're doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, do you feel that way because it's about who is taking the shot at the end, or do you think it's not maybe being coached up properly? Whereas if you remember the last version of the Big Three, one of the things that Doc Rivers got tons of credit for was being able to draw up plays at ends of games, draw up plays coming out of timeouts. So is it an execution thing because of the players? Or do you think there's a flaw in the coaching of it and that Joe Mazzulla has got to almost kind of crack down on it a little bit and maybe overcoach it?
Okay, I'm going to scare the hell out of you right now.
Oh, my God.
Everybody listening right now, if you're a Celtics fan, you know what my betting cliche is, right?
Yeah.
It makes no sense, and sometimes it hits, but there's really no rationality to it.
Wait, which one of your crappy betting axioms are we going to?
Well, the most important one,
and
which
that
is they're due.
Oh, Lord.
They're due. Listen to Jason Tatum post-game and tell me you're not afraid of what the postseason games are going to look like, especially in crunch time.
How do you feel like you fared in those spots this year, those last shots to, you know, go ahead, tie a game, you know, down one, down two? Where do you feel like you're at in running those sets?
Yeah, I mean, I know I missed a couple this year. So it was like, damn, I got to be due for one. I hit a bunch of them in my career so far. But, you know, it's part of it, making this league. But I really do enjoy being in those situations.
No, it's not due. That's not how any of this works.
I got to be due for one of these. That ultimately, so you think about, hey, is it a smart play? Should I pass it off? What's the percentage of me making this off-balance, one-legged, fadeaway jump shot outside the three-point line when other people are open? There is just a mentality that I would say, I'm not going to sit there and harp on the loss. And I don't want to do that. It just makes – it's just – they're four wins away from having the number one seed throughout the playoffs.
It's not that they lost the game. It's more of what I think could be building if I'm sort of reading it right from you. Whereas we will hear from, at times, Joe Mazzulla, Kristaps Porzingis has gone down this road of the, well, you know, it's a tight game and it's a good loss and it's something that we can learn from. We've heard that a couple different times. You know, I mean, look, if Tatum is taking a good shot at the end of a game, I'm okay with that. If it's a split-legged, you know, or one-legged fadeaway three-pointer from 35 feet, then we got a little bit of a problem. But I think a little bit of the maybe worry or the reason you bring this up, and maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, is the whole...
No, you're doing a good job.
We have seen this before, and the last one was the Denver game where it was close, and you heard Porzingis afterwards say, oh, it was a good loss for us. We can learn something, all that. Okay, that's got to show up in the postseason. So I think the hope is nights like that against Denver, nights like last night against Atlanta, that there really is the kind of growth going on behind the scenes so that when you do get down to nut-cutting time in the playoffs, you sort of know how to handle the late-game execution or at least have a plan and an idea of how you want to handle the late-game execution, which might just be run a play to get Tatum free and let him shoot a three. But again, is it fadeaway leaning backwards someone in his face? Or did somebody draw up a play to be able to free him up to knock down a shot, bang, bang?
I do, you know, in the play that I'm talking about was the last shot Tatum took during regulation, not the overtime issues that they had as well, which was more a defensive effort on the glass, allowing an extra opportunity, an extra possession off a rebound that Derek White couldn't get. And that was Murray, again, with a three-pointer that literally just ended the game. That's going to be the biggest question mark going forward. When you play against these playoff teams in a competitive matchup inside 2 minutes, last 30 seconds, like do you just sit there and go, well, you know what, hell, you know, I'm due. Listen to him. I'm due. Well, hell, you know, I've been in this position more. I just felt like I was due. So let me force the issue. He had two other people open. He had Drew Holiday open off a screen. Mm-hmm. He had Jaylen Brown in the corner. Both guys were open. And instead, he took an off-balance fade to the left, one-legged jump shot that didn't hit, but he thought he was due. That mentality is scary to me. That's all I'll say about it. It's just a little scary. What sign do you have that it's going to change?
Well, there are other guys to go to, number one, and every team is different. I think there is a little bit of that. The matchups, in theory, are going to be different than they were last night. Who knows if the Hawks kind of play their way up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.